You're listening to Rooftop Sessions, supported by Bayside Bowl. Welcome back to Bowl Portland.
I'll never let you go. Why? Because I love you. I'll always love you so. Why? Because you love me.
Double Cheese is ready to erupt. So is Lala.
Wait, what?
The Heartbreak Kid.
Go.
Standing on a case of Pabst Blue Ribbon is clenching his fists.
Standing on it.
Whoa. And Buck Ripcord and his wife, Mrs. Ripcord, donning matching bright orange shirts, are poised for the big send-off. What the fuck is going on at Bayside?
Sounds like a dream I had the other day.
That is the opening. That's the opening to an article in the Bowler's Journal that features Ripcord, Mrs. Ripcord, Cheese, Lala, and Heartbreak Kid on the cover. You are a cover boy, Cheese.
There's also a young, hungus, fathead
cover. Yeah.
I made it. My second cover.
How's retirement treating you, Cheese?
Oh, it's great, man. It's
are you ready to erupt?
I got full bennies. Yes, mostly.
All right.
I just erupted to the tune of a 161 downstairs.
I'll take it. I will take it. I will take that any day.
Middle point. Yeah, I got
I'm a 134 guy right now. Of course, we're joined by our founder and commissioner.
Yes, sir.
What'd you just bowl? 180?
180.
Oh, big time. Big time.
Finish big.
Mm-hmm.
That's elite level
it
stuff.
It is this summer, this fall. And our special guest is someone who's been in Bowl Portland for quite a few years now, but he started from outside Bowl Portland.
He had bowled previously?
It appeared that he had bowled previously. Cool. Yep. Cool. And he has now become a big part of the fabric of Bowl Portland and Bayside Bowl. Frankie Abrilon.
Francis.
Oh, baby.
Studio A.
Francis of Abrilon.
Gentlemen, and looking forward to a good session here and a bunch of good dudes to hang out with. And
I think you need to lower your standards right there.
Yeah. All right. Let's just get through the session.
Yeah. You are killing it on Twitter, by the way.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, yeah. I Twitter's going to blow up someday.
Yeah. And, it's been calling
and you want to be on the wave. So you are there.
Perfect.
You are there. So Hungus, you must be psyched. You have an article about Bayside in that magazine.
It's pretty great. I was very skeptical. If you met that author, when she was completely unfamiliar with bowling, and so a lot of times I've done a handful of bowling interviews here and there, but there's usually a baseline of background knowledge, and it was just not there. So it was really strange. And the interview I had with her was kind of going off the rails. And I thought it was getting weird and not positive. So to see the article come out that great was a relief. It was really nice.
Wow.
My big quote to her is, I woke up from a nap. I was just like, went downstairs. I was trying to talk to her for a minute. And then I just was tailing off a little bit high. And then she said, that's a nice shirt.
Is that a nice shirt?
Thank you.
You're like, oh, it just got
Does
weird.
Does that mean anything? And I was like, no,
really
it's not doing anything. She's like, well, why are you wearing that shirt? And I said, I guess I've just reached a point in my life where I wear terry cloth shirts. That was the quote I was hoping made the article.
She missed that one?
Yeah. Then she tried to ask a lot of questions about the decor and if I was going for a hipster vibe, and I just stared at her, and she said, okay, we'll avoid that. Moved on.
Yeah,
but the interview is with the other people were excellent. And that's what's great. This article really, it's the first article, I think, that really kind of went after the vibe as a, and wasn't focused on me at all. It was nice. And it really, I thought it did a really great job.
For the cover, for people who haven't seen the cover, it says house party. So, I mean, that's kind of what this has been. It's been a nice party, nice house.
And the individual shots, the pictures of, I don't know if you've looked at it yet. The pictures of the individuals are spectacular. Okay. Cheese's picture with Carolyn is
a little intense.
It's something.
Pretty good.
Okay.
Oh, so
here
I
go.
She's
Let's
a fucking
turn
legend,
the page.
And she walked past me.
All right.
And I told her again.
There's Bucky. All right. Oh, I see. I see Bucky. Oh, I see.
This is good radio.
I see Jerk. It is good radio.
Hold on.
Oh, my gosh. Yes. Yeah. Cheese is oddly.
It was a moment.
Yeah. He had a moment with the.
That's a great moment.
Listen, that's between us.
CDD.
And the readers of Bowling Journal International.
Fathead.
Yeah.
That's great. Hungus, what else is going on at Bayside? Concerts are ramping up.
I heard
looks like
Tuna on the radio.
We have a pretty incredible concert lineup getting started again. We're actually trying a new thing. We're doing a lot of Thursday shows.
Nice.
So we've
Thursday's
got the day. We Thursday's the new Tuesday. We have Charlie Tuna and Cut Chemist this Thursday, which is going
to
be incredible.
Oh, I'll get down to that.
We got Black Uhuru on the 13th. That was kind of a random surprise. The first ever reggae Grammy winners in 85.
Oh, wow.
We got Master Ace on my birthday in November. We've got a two-night run at Antibolus. It's just a really good list. It's really good shows. We've got tomorrow night. Anybody wants to join? No political pressure here, but the governor will be on the roof coming to see Bopo and say a few words, so that's kind of nice. And then the biggest news, I suppose, is in a couple weeks we expand our hours. And we will be open at lunch, noon, Thursdays and Fridays, starting in mid-October. And 10 a.m. on the weekends, so hours are about to blow up. Yeah.
10 a.m. on the weekends?
Ooh. 10 a.m. on the weekends, noon, Thursday and Friday. We've had Friday lunch before. We've never done but been a long time.
I'll be in for some bloody.
So a lot more time to bowl since the nights are filling up.
Frankie, do you when you come here on the weekends, do you try to come right at opening time?
I try to, yeah. You know, try to get on name on the list for a lane as soon as you can because it fills up pretty quick, which is good. I mean, it's nice that it's busy and everything. I do have a former governor story, if you don't want to get into too much politics. It's not really political. It's just kind of a funny story.
Well, if you have a bowling name for him, we can...
It's former. Yeah, bowling name.
Yeah, it's a former governor. It's fine.
Former governor.
We can bleep it. We have a bleep button on the in the edit suite.
Yeah, we don't edit.
We don't. Yeah, sorry, that's the joke.
Just JB. How's that?
Yeah, so, great.
So JB. So I'm a hunter. You know, I hunt deer my whole life. My whole family has, right? So I was at a tagging station tagging a deer, and it was right, you know, the governor was stumping and all this stuff, you know, trying to win the Blaine House, and I just happened to, like, because my hands are, like, full of, like, deer blood and all this stuff from, like, bringing the deer there.
I swear it's a deer.
Right. So, I just get the tag and everything. I'm getting out to the truck, and I was shaking hands and everything. He's like, oh, I'd like to introduce myself. I'm JB. And I was like, oh, I'm James. Nice to meet you. And, like, just grabs my hand, and it's,
I'm
like,
JG.
Full of, like,
oh, really?
You know,
oh,
yeah.
Man.
Yeah. So, he just looks at his hand. It's, like, now covered in, like, deer blood. And he's like, oh, thanks. Like,
I feel like you're going to get some blood on your hands if you're getting into local politics.
Right. Like, get ready for this.
That,
you know?
That could have been, like, a setup for a protester.
Yeah,
I mean,
right.
And then you were going to say, this blood is on your hands for what you're doing to the great state of Maine.
It was like,
instead, it was like, oh, shit, dude. I just killed a deer and I had to rip the guts out. Sorry, bro.
Like, my bad.
I haven't made it to the bathroom yet.
He was just really cool about it. He was just like, cool, good to meet you. He just, like, walked away and was like, I need a paper towel.
That's what you want. You want someone who can handle the unexpected.
Right. I mean, that's, you know, handle it like a pro, too. So.
And maybe literal blood on your hands.
Right. Sorry, you need to do
that. Good. No, that's great. That's the kind of stuff we need. That's the perfect start.
So today on Rooftop Sessions, we're going to talk about Draft League 22. We're off to a roaring start. We have a special Q&A with our guest, Frankie Aberlon. We have to recognize that it is a special day for one of the four of us right here. He's entering another prime year in his life, so that's huge. Happy birthday, Double Cheese.
Thanks, man.
Happy birthday, Cheese.
Born in a prime year, and I've reached a prime year of age, and my wife is a former math tutor. I woke up really proud of myself this morning with a joke, you know, I'm reaching the prime of my life, you know. And I got crickets, man. Crickets.
Yeah, nothing.
You know, I'm sure when
did
people
she
hear
get it,
it on the
think
podcast,
it was dumb or just didn't get it?
Oh, yeah. She didn't want to encourage me. you don't encourage that kind of stuff.
How's life as someone with a full-time job? First time, long time?
It's first time, a long time.
I know.
I'll tell you.
How is it?
It's a bit like being an
adult?
Like, no, well, yeah.
As far as I know, I've never met one.
Right. I assume.
Is this what that is? Yeah. It's a bit like being, this is silly, but I feel like a wounded animal that can't be re-released to the wild, you know? And I'm being put back out there in the wild, and kind of under observation. Is he going to make it? You know, well, I made it through probation. I'm 6 months in, and it's all good things, man.
Cool.
Yeah.
You liking the work?
Yeah, the work I've been doing, which is cool. Yeah. It's I think the hardest part is keeping my butt in the seat and, you know, having adjusted to, like, the corporate. I've actually, sounds ridiculous, but I've got really good people I'm working with.
It doesn't sound ridiculous.
Yeah. I really enjoy it. I'm an odd shaped guy. It's a me shaped situation. So, I think I'm pretty
Okay.
Hold on. Hold on. Hold on. For those who, it's an odd job and a me-shaped position.
Oh yeah, I'm an odd-shaped guy. Okay. Right? Like I don't fit in too many people's definitions, but this is sort of, I've stepped into a situation that's kind of perfect for me.
Wow.
What do you do on Tuesdays?
Tuesdays?
Yeah.
Oh man. Well, I work until, you know, 5-ish. And then I probably go home, and I've been checking the garden, although we're going to lose that to frost pretty soon.
I try to the long guy down at the Bayside Tower.
Do you miss it a little bit?
I scroll through Facebook a little bit. I don't miss it a ton, really. I love it. I'm still interested in it. I love hearing, you know, I still come down maybe once a week and throw some games just to see what's up, you know, understand what people are bitching about, because this shit is hard. But it's... I think I just need time to do some other stuff, and like I've committed a lot of time to bowling, and I think some other parts of my life.
You have two bricks to prove it.
Some other parts of my life could benefit from the same type of commitment.
So. Come down here with a chisel, try to take my little building.
Yeah, yeah. Right. So,
just take these home.
You come up and it's like
you don't mind. I'll be taking this. Yeah.
Yeah. Scaffolding.
Absolutely.
Brings in his own brick to put in this place.
No, it's awesome. He'll never know. I'm still sort of on the fringes, but it's good. It's a good break. For me.
As a part-timer, what do you think of the pattern?
It's hard. It's definitely hard. I'm probably 20, 30 pins low of, you know, where I thought I could be. Mm-hmm. It feels like it's got a lot of head oil. And I don't know, like, that seems to track down. You get a lot of back-end oil later, but if you come in after a party, it's funny. The ball hooks at your feet and then stops hooking about halfway down the lane. No, it's cool. I think it's probably playable. It's just... I think myself included, a lot of people haven't kind of tipped into the way to play it. I think at the end of our session today, going a little bit straighter on the outside with something cleaner through the front and snappier on the back helped me a little bit. But I don't know if that's what on the fresh is the play or whatever.
Frankie, what's the play?
Well, I find that
you're the bowling guy.
Well, this pattern here, the problem why it plays so hard is that the gutter doesn't really hook. So when the gutter hooks at Bayside, patterns play a lot easier.
Yeah.
Because you can bounce it off the last couple of boards and still be able to find something, even if you can't find something in the middle of the lane. But this pattern here, when you move it, it wants to hook. When you try to get it out, it doesn't want to hook. So it really makes it more about keep the speed up, keep it inside, you know, migrate further for you guys left, for me right. As the night goes on.
Yeah, he's the lefty. We got to make sure we're
right. Translating. So, like, that means I might have to move off the big dot, which is hard. like cold sweat when I get, like, two boards right of it.
Am
like,
I gonna be okay going to be okay here?
Right. Like, this is weird territory. I only go here for spares, like, not for my first ball. But, I think, you know, and it definitely has a little bit earlier hook the further in you go, which kind of makes it, you know, keeping your speed up kind of a must on this pattern, but if you're going to play the outside, you really have to be soft on it and just
soft.
Let it
okay,
hook,
yeah.
You
know?
The putt said that.
It feels like it needs to come off the back pretty smooth, but you have to make it pick up before it gets there because, like you're saying, if you get out to the gutter, maybe it doesn't hook.
Right? Are you having the same? So, I've got four games on the west side, and three of them are 200s, and I've got four games on the east side, and the high's a 180.
Yeah.
Are you having a similar?
I'm actually like totally, it's so weird because like I'm finding that urethane on the east side looks really good, but it looks terrible on the west side.
Oh, urethane.
And when I try to go to resin.
Oh, one of those guys.
even wore the shirt today, you know? Yeah. Even wore the shirt today. But I find that I can't use urethane on the west side. It's all like, I need like lower diff resin stuff and stuff that I can kind of keep in front of me, stuff that kind of picks up and just kind of stops if I can get it to do that. You know what I mean?
That's what I think we were seeing today on 15-16.
I actually have no idea what you mean. That's pretty. So Frankie, would you recommend urethane for me?
I would recommend anyone.
He paused a little bit.
Yeah,
that's.
I would say anyone bowl it on the east side, where you know I would try urethane on that side of the building. I think the west side just has a little bit of natural length to it. And so you can use the resin stuff and just watch it bang off the back. Mm-hmm. Whereas on the east side, you really want the ball to kind of pick up and just roll, you know, and it seems to be a better look. Where the resin stuff gets a little sensitive that way on the east side, so the urethane stuff is smooth.
The solids were grabbing a little bit earlier and just kind of bleeding a little bit left.
Right.
Yeah, it makes, so that, yeah, it's that mid lane, that front and mid lane on the east side that's, maybe it's just the games it's got in the 5-year difference or whatever.
You know, it's a lot more friction. Like even when you bowl on most patterns in the building, I tend to find that the east side has a little bit earlier hook and it's a little bit smoother back
overall.
In.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Totally.
So
it's blendier.
The west side, if you want, you can definitely see the ball hockey stick more off the back on any, and pretty much most patterns here.
Totally agree.
There's only four people with a 200 average.
God, that's crazy.
About them. It's
two pros.
Nut Sauce leading the charge. Nut Sauce leading the charge. El Nino has a she has a 223, something like that.
Dirty.
213 for El Nino, and he started poorly. Yeah. I assure you, I watched. I had front row seat. Yeah. We also have Putt-Putt, and we have Rashmore.
Oh, my boy.
Over 200, and that's it.
And they're all well over 200.
You know, it's funny. I didn't bowl this week because I had a hip bursitis, so I had a couple injections put in my hip this week, and it's fine now, so I should be able to bowl Tuesday, but I actually moved up three spots on the average list to get in the top 10 without even bowling.
Yeah, well, when you get
so it was a good week for me.
Like, you definitely put past me.
Like 187, 188, something like that, right in that ballpark. So
yeah, I feel like about the best I could do on this pattern, you know, would be around a 180.
Yeah, and your team splits. Had, what, three players and no you and no Buck.
Right, so we only had three players game
That's
one.
That's a tough, tough draw.
Right, so, and so,
I bet you
and
lost.
One of and DC couldn't make it for game one. And another we lefty. Actually, we only lost 8-7. So,
oh, wow. If you had had another lefty, wow. I think that might have benefited both
DC
of you
made it for the last two games, but only having three of the first game really, really
yeah,
hurt us.
Could put a hole in it. Yeah.
But, I mean, I was you know, I was super proud of the team and happy you know, that they,
this is a grind.
They're a great team.
This whole pattern
it is a grind.
Is a grind. Like, I love the fact that my only top point of the year was a 171.
Harder.
And, like, there were times we won top point with a 154.
I believe it.
One time.
I believe it.
Our scores ranged from 154 to 139. And their scores range from 150 to 142, and they won 4 points. They won 4 points. And I was like, oh, my gosh, guys. Damn it.
It's kind
of that was our first loss of the year.
And, I mean, I think the harder patterns for draft make – it just makes more sense because you're really mixing all the talent levels together, and it's such a – even in the playing field thing. Yeah.
And as a guy that, you know, has had some success in other patterns, to come to a pattern where you're grinding for everything, spares included, like, it's like, it's fun. It's a fun challenge.
Right.
Like, I want to push.
When it seems like, it seems like the folks who come in with, like, a 120 average to draft are actually having a good time this year because they're right in the mix.
Yeah.
They're not that far off the pace.
No doubt.
It feels, I don't know, we're talking about it now. We'll talk about it later, maybe.
Are you sure?
Talking about condition. Yeah, I was
okay, maybe we'll talk about it later.
Teaser.
We'll come back to that.
Yeah. Here's an idea I can't tell you.
Yeah, no doubt about it. So tell me about your team, Frankie. Who's on your squad?
So we got me and Ripcord. Oh, well, actually, both Ripcords. We have Buck and Ripcord 2.0, the brother-sister team.
That's ridiculous.
And then DC, we got Mac Balls.
Great.
So,
nice.
We have a really good team. Niner's on our team.
Niner.
So we actually
Niner.
Have we have three lefties. Well, four
people?
Lefties really if you count Mac Balls with her the backup ball.
Is that legal, Charlie? Yeah. Is that what's the law of my life?
I don't follow that closely.
And so you traded your daughter.
Yes. So
tell the story during the draft.
So let's give this the proper space
during the draft.
Yeah.
So talk us through it.
It was actually my second trade I made. I actually made two trades draft night. Nut Sauce and I traded. We swapped second and third round picks. It was only a couple positions swap, but I wanted the back-to-back, and she wanted the back-to-back, and I wanted to pick a few picks before, so it worked out good. Yeah. So the other pick came around because I was just looking around and just, you know, like, it's fun, and I kind of wanted RBF to maybe bowl with some different people. She bowled on my team last year, and, you know, I love bowling with her. She's great. And I said, you know what, we can spice this up a little bit.
If Who's
I could
RBF?
Find my daughter, resting bitch face. That's my daughter.
Bitch age episode.
Yeah. Formerly Mount Everest, but she loves RBF. She loves that name.
That's fantastic.
So it's a great name. So I went over to Walter and I was like, he hadn't drafted his last female yet. And I was like, hey, this was between rounds. I said, any chance you want to, you know, you had Buck Ripcord. I said, anyway, because we got a guy who's, you know, Buck at that point. I mean, he was, you know, injured and, you know, kind of slipped in the draft a little more than he normally would.
Dangerous Bucky is a wounded Bucky.
Yeah. Oh, I agree. Yeah, well,
he's
right.
Still Buck
right.
Ripcord.
Yeah, right. So
I would trade him.
So I told Walter, I said, well, you know, RBF is arguably a top two, top three, you know, woman bowler.
Sure.
And, you know, we got Buck who, and I said, any chance you want to swap him one for one? So actually what happened originally was he came back with a different offer. He actually wanted to do a two for two. He wanted to take
classic Buck. Negotiator.
He wanted to take Buck and Niner for RBF, and I can't remember who else was in the trade.
You're gonna hurt some feelings, I think. Yeah.
And so I immediately was like, no, I can't.
Niner's off the table.
Like Niner's off the table because like he had already kind of fallen to me, and I'm like, I'm pretty, you know, I was pretty fortunate to get him where I got him, and I was like, all right. I said no. I said I said, he goes, I'll tell you what, if the person I want to draft this round is there, we'll do the deal you want. Because after I let him stew on it for 10 minutes or 5 minutes,
that's
I'm
really
like, nope,
generous.
I don't. I was like, nope,
sense.
I don't want
that's
your
a spirit draft league right there.
So then Walter came back over like 5 minutes later. I think he drafted Triple G, who was the one he wanted in that round.
Okay, gotcha.
And then he came back. He goes, the deal's on. If you want it, let's do it. And I was like,
you had that
done.
Second, Jameson.
And I was like, I got the deal I wanted, so let's do it, one for one. And then it was I'll never
round.
Forget. Hungus announces the trade, and then Chernobyl Lane sitting across from me. She's like, did you just trade your daughter? And I was like, yeah.
Yeah.
And then it was like
then
pandemonium.
Became a thing. It became
it's
a
just
thing.
Business.
Yeah,
just,
shake
right,
it up.
Right.
It's just draft league. It's not
just
personal.
Just draft league. Right.
Right. That's a good t-shirt.
It's just
not personal. It's just draft league.
Yeah.
For you, Jay, listening.
It made the draft. I mean, that draft was a fun draft.
It was a great draft.
There were a lot of good trades. Great energy up there.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that's become a thing.
Yeah.
It's really become a thing. The rookie I drafted, Yoden Kirk, was there with like Here for the Beer, who's a friend, new friend of his, like some of the other younger
she bowls all the time,
new people here. And when he gets drafted, he was all super psyched about it. And we all, you know, connecting. And so that's how I met Here for the Beer. So now I know who she is and stuff. And but the draft is a thing. And you and Ding Dong were like, were you live streaming?
We live streamed it, yeah. We did an interview with Hungus beforehand, which was cool. Got to drop a little bit of like insider knowledge there,
right.
Which was fun.
That's just good content. Good content.
We're always on board for that.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
It's a lot of fun. It feels like a lot of people are engaged and active and sort of, I don't know, sharing, being make it easier for other people to share that kind of feeling, that kind of enjoyment and excitement.
It's also, it's such a welcome back party.
Mm. Oh, yeah. Totally.
Like, I mean, I know that there's a summer league, but a lot of folks aren't in it, and it's just like, you know, it just kicks off the season.
Yeah, it's like homecoming.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's fun. It's like, you know, who are you going to hang out with for the next 3 months? You're obviously going to hang out with everybody, but your teams are tight.
Think about that, Hungus. Like, who'd you draft? So you're a captain.
I had a goal of drafting people.
And the gang.
My goal was all people I've never bowled with before.
Okay.
Okay.
And then my second goal was like people who look good in purple terry cloth.
Yeah.
And like, nailed it. I feel like I got
there you
like
go. So let's talk to the team.
Yeah, well, first round I took Nugget with I think the second pick or third pick in the draft, and I just assumed she would get taken in my back. I had a backup plan. I was actually going Sparkles. That was the plan.
Wow.
And then
interesting,
she just she was there the whole time.
Yeah,
I was like, well,
that's
crazy.
Good.
And then I had wanted either Iceberg or McEnroe going in. That was my plan to get into the second. And then I ended up getting them both. It was just pretty nuts.
Yeah,
and
then a couple years ago. He's a great
And then I made a trade up. Actually, going into the next round, Pooh Bear was, he's got an amazing team. He struggled with the draft, but his team worked out great somehow. I don't know how it all worked. Like,
I was sitting across from him. He was just looking at the averages. He didn't know the people.
He tried to take Nino, and then like, I was like, dude, Nino's going to get taken.
Songs.
And
don't do that.
But I traded up with him in the fourth. I traded up for Garlic.
Yeah,
because I knew I wanted Little Kimchi in the fifth, and I knew that she had a little she was going to fall.
Yeah,
she's a great vibe. She's a vibe.
Yeah, it just worked out great.
Little Kimchi's
so
crushing.
I got two lefties, and the team already had a connection because Garlic and McEnroe had bowled together on Bear, and Iceberg and I had known each other, and Kimchi and Nugget are tight. So it was just like the instant connection.
That sounds great.
Yeah.
Good chemistry.
It's just three B players out of six.
Yeah.
I feel like that's what Draft League is. It's managing the vibe. Like, if the vibe is right, Draft League is going to be a lot of fun, and you might actually have some success, too.
Yeah.
I mean, that's awesome. I bowled with both Kimchi.
So much fun.
Kimchi and McEnroe on that squad. That's awesome.
And I do love the, like, I love the low-scoring stuff.
Yeah.
I mean, as I said, this week we won 13-2 with our high score all night was a 188.
It compresses, like, the bottoms don't go down. It compresses everybody.
Right.
It makes it more competitive.
And you don't have to, like, just kick yourself over that 160 because it might be good for a point.
160? A 160?
No push-ups? Someone's going to offer me a 160 walking in there, walking in the door. I'm like, fine, I'll win second point.
Yeah. 480 series?
It's
what's up?
It should make for a fun playoff.
Yeah.
Well, actually, that is I haven't put up that stuff, but the playoffs are going to be on the east side.
Inside information.
But we're doing the loser's bracket again like we did last year because that tournament was a blast.
That was a blast.
And that'll be on the west on the same night. So they'll have the higher scores over there,
digging
I assume.
Digging it.
Nice.
So all 20 teams will have a playoff game, whether you're in the like
breaking
winner's
news.
Bracket on the east side or the loser's bracket on the, 20. So I guess two teams wouldn't make it. We'll figure it out later.
Don't worry about it. We'll be my team. We got two wins
already. We'll figure it out later.
Yes.
Fine.
That was huge. Come out of the gate 2-0. So
yeah, 2-0.
Right.
Talk
right.
about it.
So our so let's go back to the draft though. So I'm up on the roof with Bull Murray, and everyone knows like I'm drafting her way too soon. But she's gonna be on my team.
She's carrying your child.
Yeah. Point. Yeah. God bless. Yes. God bless her.
Yes. C. I should say. For that question. The one guy who believes that.
Shout out.
Anyway, so. And we decided on egg roll. We were like, egg roll's the guy. We're going with egg roll round
great,
one.
Great guy.
And actually, because where he fits in the average it train, we were like, he's
it wasn't
actually,
a flyer. No, it wasn't.
It wasn't a reach, and it wasn't right. like, he would be like usually, by the averages, he's like the 25th best guy in the draft. And, or something like that. Yeah. And there's like 20.
If you can get him, you get him.
Yeah. And Nutsauce, first pick in the draft, goes, egg roll! I'm like, are you fucking
Shit.
Kidding me?
Nutsauce?
I got I'm st- Really? Well, it's fine. Yeah. I get to steal him.
Yeah.
So I'm sure she picked him thinking, well, there's no fucking.
No, it's taking egg roll.
Hey, no offense, but what's that shirt?
And I'm like,
you?
Egg right. roll.
Already won.
And he has been the leader of our squad. He is awesome. What a great pickup. Yeah, so that was awesome.
Great energy guy.
Super awesome. And I had my Bull Murray pick.
Out of obligation.
She's the co-captain. She's the co-conspirator. The Nubertron combo though slipped.
Oh, they're a package deal.
They're a package deal. So they split it basically, but when they both show up, they'll either split games or figure it out. So it's worked out great. So we get Nubertron, which is a blast.
They're great.
Yep, no doubt. Then I picked up Jodenkirk. Jodenkirk is like a newbie to
Youngblood.
Oh yeah. But Jodenkirk and I have history. He grew up in my neighborhood and he's super tight with my son.
Oh wow! So, I did not know that.
So they were like they grew up best friends. Okay. So like I've known that kid since he was 3.
You better watch yourself around him.
Since he was 3. Yeah. he's fallen into the Bayside scene. Well.
So I met him a bunch and I bowled with him a couple times. It just seems like a cool guy. Like got the right kind of energy. Like gets it. Like a gets it guy. Right.
I agree.
I mean, you think? Okay.
I agree. And he's working hard on it. He wants to be a good bowler.
He does. He's working hard. That's
great. Two hander, right handed.
Has a twin brother
who moved to D.C.
I definitely got confused on that one.
Yeah.
Twin hey, man, what's up?
So if you see either Yoden or Korn, it's Yoden because Korn lives in D.C. now.
Yeah, so
you're safe there.
Korn?
You got like an 80% chance of guessing.
His twin brother's name was Korn.
Okay, just Korn.
Korn, yep.
Like
Yoden like Korn.
Like the food or the band? Which way was it?
No, like the food.
Like the food.
The
food. Right. Staple.
And then in the last round, I needed another woman. We got Bird Bones from Bear, who is awesome.
Yeah.
Super great. Super fun. So we had a blast. And we opened against Arturo. And we're like, oh, my God.
El Nino.
I'm like, welcome to the Disco Turkeys. We kind of lose a lot. But we have a great time. And Arturo really struggled.
Yeah.
And we...
Well,
we,
nerves,
we,
right?
We,
I mean,
we crushed
big
him.
Debut.
We crushed... We won in two and crushed him. And then we won the next week in two. And I was like, oh my God, this usually doesn't happen. And then we had...
Right?
Yeah. And we're now 2-2. So I think regression to the mean a little bit. But yeah, we're going to be a 500 team because of this pattern. It's a grinder. But we're
that's
fine.
What draft league should be, right? I mean, you're evening out the teams based on the process, and then when a pattern does that job even further, that's kind of what makes it great because everyone's in it together. Like everyone feels that too.
So let me tell you about the first game of our season, and this is just a shout out to Jodenkirk.
Yoden.
So it's his first BOPO game. He's in draft league. He opens with a 5-bagger. A couple of them are Brooklyn, but that's okay.
Doesn't matter. No one keeps track. They don't drop pictures.
And he wins high point over Arturo.
Nice.
Over El Nino.
That's an excellent way to start.
So great. I didn't have the heart to tell him, like, that's going to be his career highlight. But
you might want to remember this moment.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Right. You aren't just going to go
skip past this one.
Crush the pro, often.
Right. Ever.
So, but it was great. So, yeah, we're off to a super fun start. Who do you think is going to – you seeing any teams that you're like, ooh, that's super good team?
No, but I'm confused because, like, on average-wise, Glossy's team seems to just be, like, so far above everybody else. They don't seem to have a lot of wins. I don't even know who he has. I just keep seeing their standings. Yeah. I wonder if there's, like, a typo in there because their average is so much higher than everybody. But, no, I mean, I think it seems like the other division is a little stronger than ours in terms of averages.
We're in the shots for those listening at home.
I mean, Chernobyl Lane always finds a way to be competitive.
Pooh Bear
Rolling really well. And Flatline's bowling well.
Solid.
Poubert even did well in the tournament. Like he's, he seems to be.
I don't know how Sparrow's team isn't really good with Viking, Sparrow, and Jerk on the same team. Seems like you could get two good scores.
And Viking's been rolling pretty well. Like he's been up on the average list. He's been actually doing.
I mean, who's left that's undefeated? Putt-Putt's pretty good. Their team.
Yeah, Putt-Putt's been solid. So
it's like I think it's just Pooh Bear's team's undefeated, right? And maybe somebody in the other division.
Yeah.
Wow.
But it's too early. I mean, it's like it's hard to say. I do know the defending champs are 0-3 though. They like came back in
really?
The team and
they did. So that was Trash Island.
Yeah. And they have had like Tommy Gunn, as they will tell you, they've had a weird schedule. They had a first week bye and then a Thursday and then a they've had some
Thursdays are a different
some stuff.
Thursdays are different.
Oh, totally. Yeah. For sure.
Yeah. We had a Thursday.
Thursdays are just packing it in. You know, like.
Yeah.
All right. But at least the last few weeks we haven't had to use 19-20. So
that's good.
Yeah. True. On my Thursday, we got moved to 15 and 16. That was great.
I'm not ready to make any predictions about anything.
Yeah.
Washington seems pretty good.
But we got shows coming up on Thursdays, too, now, so it'll be different.
Yeah.
We have to talk about karaoke.
Let's do it.
Brilliant choice. So after the league, we're doing karaoke. Yeah. Hungus, you're kicking it off great. Your Sex was spectacular.
Appreciate it.
Last week, the weird jazz skedaddle scat number you do was a good one, too.
Yep, and
it's happening.
Shirtless Heart. Yeah, I tried it. So the idea was we would do karaoke on Thursdays, and that would make people come to watch the four teams playing on Thursday to try to create more vibe.
That's what I'm missing on.
We did it the first night, and I think there's five people here, four people, and then like some random dudes at the bar that I didn't want to sing in front of. It was my anniversary.
Yeah,
it was all weird. And it was like, why would we just do this on Tuesday?
Right.
Everybody's already here, and they've already been drinking for 4 hours.
Right.
So
right.
The first Tuesday really crushed, and then it's just getting better and better. And I mean, with any sort of karaoke setup,
I like the
you've got to cut it all up. But with any karaoke, I mean, people like, a lot of people need a few weeks to sort of warm up to the idea. You know, like right now we're getting a lot of the same people over and over, but I know other people are getting there. They're building up their confidence to do it, which is cool. And it's just a ton of fun, man.
Totally. Oh, yeah. I got my song picked out for this week.
Yeah,
I already got
me too.
Oh, yeah.
There's zero talent required.
Oh, you got a song
But we do have, like, there are some really good singers, and then there's a lot of just, like, entertaining, goofy stuff.
All right, I got to tell you, Mama D did a great tune once.
She's a strong singer.
I've seen Ruby sing very well.
Yeah.
Garlic did a Mac the Knife week one, our first week. That was really good.
He can accompany himself on the guitar.
Really good. There's cool stuff going on. It's fun to see everybody's getting up and everybody's having a fun time doing it, and everyone's clapping for everybody.
I think that's the kind of thing. I did it at the Bowling Ball this past year, and it's not necessarily my nature. I'm a little shy.
Oh, you guys were doing a hip-hop duo there.
I mean, crushing it, obviously. But I would say to anybody who's thinking about trying it and kind of a little bit nervous, because I've definitely been nervous about doing it, it's awesome. Just do it. People support it. It's like people appreciate it. No one's there to make fun of anybody, for sure. Get out there and sing your heart out. And I'm not just talking to Charlie.
All right, we're going to do it.
I've already sung my heart out. I think I've already done like two albums worth.
I got to take a Wednesday off here coming up.
We're going to do a karaoke sneak peek here.
All
right, Frankie, what song are you going to do on Tuesday?
Oh, you want me to give it away now?
Let's give it away. Let's do a sneak peek. We're going to hold the crowd. That we're going to spread us out.
And then we can,
me, you, and Hungus.
When
so
we,
like,
when
oh,
we
I
promote the podcast,
here.
We can tease your reveal.
Yeah. I'm thinking like a little Johnny Cash, like Ring of Fire.
Yes. Oh, nice.
Be a good vibe.
Okay, I like it.
I'm digging.
I like it. I'm going to do the Beastie Boys' Fight for Your Right to Party.
It's a great choice.
Because you guys. It's mostly a yeller.
I went to Bubba's on Friday, and they played that tune. And I'm like, oh, yeah, I can do this on karaoke. Because all I got to do is the verse, and then, like, you got to play it. It's over. Yeah.
I think that's a key karaoke thing, is that you want to get crowd participation.
Yeah. That's why I did Pina Colada last week.
Know your song. Yeah.
I did Pina Colada, and I think people sang the chorus pretty well.
One time I went up to sing Lovin', Touchin', Squeezin', not realizing that the last 2 minutes of the song,
everyone find a partner, find someone special.
Right.
All right, so.
The floor is open.
It's hilarious.
So, Hungus, you know my Journey connection? You've heard that in my life ever? So,
and Steve Perry are cousins.
My Uncle John was an A&R guy for Columbia Records and signed Journey to Columbia in the 70s. And instantly became like a bigwig in the music industry. And so where I used to grow up in New York, when they would play at Saratoga at SPAC, they would come to our lake place, and they would play softball against us. So I'm like a 10-year, like from like age 10 to 16, like the peak journey time. Like they would come, they'd play softball, and they'd go out on the lake with us, and like it was just amazing because they were rock stars, right? Yeah. You know, and they would sign autographs for us at the time, you know, but one year we also got backstage passes, which was awesome when you're a kid.
That would be a lot of fun.
And we're backstage, and when they were playing Love and Touch and Squeezing, they set up mics backstage, and we all, even me, are backstage going the na na na, because they want it to sound like there's
a lot of people.
Literally, yeah. I mean, I'm sure our mics are turned down very low and stuff.
You're but very just familiar.
And it fills out.
So you know, I remember performing that song at SPAC. I guess that's what I'm trying to say. I remember being in Syracuse, 25,000 people. You know, yeah. Like we killed it on Love and Touch.
Still haven't got my union on that.
Yeah. Hungus, do you know what you're going to lead with?
No. Every week I wake up on Wednesday. I was like, all right, we got to take a week off of karaoke. Mm-hmm. And then by Sunday, Monday, I'm like, can't wait for karaoke. Right, yeah. I don't know. I haven't actually. Last week's songs on Monday, I started thinking about them. I mean, if I don't have anything, I'll probably just go with something I sang back at Kill the Karaoke, back when we used to have the live karaoke, the Fuge hosted, like White Wedding or something.
Yeah. When I first came to Bayside, I was bowling with like Shit Hawk and Newber and those guys. That was still going on. It was basically Low Man on a Wednesday or whatever. Had to go sing. It was awesome.
Do you know what we're talking about?
No.
Kill the Karaoke. There was a live band that would back you up.
Oh, really?
Insane.
Oh, that's awesome.
Like, and they knew.
They were really good.
It was almost like the dueling piano guys. They know all the songs.
Oh, yeah.
well capable band.
Yeah, that's cool.
And Fuge was the host.
Fuge is like, you know, the new guy behind every great moment in Portland the last 20 years. Like, there's a guy behind the guy, and then there's Fuge.
It's Fuge.
Yes, so Fuge came up with the Disco Turkeys logo last year, and after we figured it all out and have the whole vibe, I'm like, I'm never changing my Draft League team name again. That's the logo on the front, that is the font on the back, and we're just going to do different...
Magic style.
We're just going to do different colors every year.
Magic style. You get something that good.
Yeah, this year we did blacks, and they are better than the grays. Our shirts came out fantastic this year.
I have not seen. I got
his terry cloths are super great.
Nice.
I like the quote that didn't make the article. You know, you've reached an age in your life where wearing terry cloths is
right. It's really taken over. I now have a lot of terry cloth shirts.
I mean, just listen to it. I like think about that. That's comfortable as hell. Like you go to a hotel, check into a hotel, a nice place, and they got some robes in the closet.
You can slide it on.
Do you actually wear the robe in the hotels where they have the terry cloth robes?
If I get a hotel, there's zero chance I'm wearing robes.
You will?
When
And when do you do that? Like immediately upon entering?
Well, I mean,
you check
nobody's listening, right?
You check
the first thing I'm going to do, you get to a hotel, I mean, first thing you're going to do is you're going to have sex.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Then whether you're alone or...
Then you're going to lounge around in a robe before going out to dinner. I like
100%.
Check it out.
100%.
Just me. I'm going to wear the robe, but Kayleen's not necessarily going to wear a robe.
Yeah,
that's what I'm saying. It's like,
I'm out on the robe.
Robe optional.
Are you a robe guy?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I mean, if you're going to sleep in the sheets, there's no reason not to slip on the robe.
That's
a
good point.
You know?
Wow. I think he's saying something else.
Well, that was profound. Can you say that one more time?
What is that, Eastern thing?
Cheese was ready to erupt.
Is that Eastern thing?
Double cheese was ready to erupt, actually.
Damn. Yeah.
That's good.
Yeah.
So, Hungus, there's also a media guide happening. I don't know much about it. I mean, I got a headshot at the draft.
You know as much as I know.
And I had to fill out a questionnaire in the stats sheet.
Yeah, I did that too.
That's
like,
what's
I really don't know. Is there really going to be like a BOPO yearbook?
I don't know, man.
Okay.
I mean, as much as I do. I mean, this is
Did you do a headshot?
A Cleveland project.
Cleveland. I spoke to him a bit.
Flatline's been involved. I mean, Flatline was doing like the organizing of the answers and whatnot.
Yeah. See, I mean, the expression, it takes a village when a village gets involved, like a lot of good things come out of it. Flatline's been a good organizational guy, it seems.
Yeah.
Yeah, I talked to Cleveland a bit about producing this thing. I think he's, he's invested in,
Yeah,
feels this kind of thing needs to be commemorated, and he as a photographer can help.
Yeah, he made like a yearbook of last year's VOPO, and there was like shots of everyone kind of on the approach, like waiting.
Yeah, the yearbook's great.
That was really good.
And definitely he brought feels to me like with like the silver Sharpie, signed at the bottom part of my little my approach shot.
It is cool,
That's cool.
It's a neat one. Yeah,
all these little things. Each season, you never know what. I mean, it's nice to have commemorative pieces of this. This is a pretty cool experience, and this whole process we're doing of changing bowling is nice.
And it's just cool when, this league means something to a lot of people, and when people get involved and kind of bring something to it, bring something back to it, and it makes the league even better, it kind of just grows upon itself. I think that's cool as hell. That's how I feel about this league.
It's a community.
It is a community. Yeah, you know,
I think
Cleveland was a community. It is a community. It will be a community.
You know, there are a lot of Cleveland.
Look at Frankie.
Out there.
Frankie was outside of this, and now look at
totally
his investment.
Like
I think
that's.
That's a good segue to part two. But
yeah,
right.
I think there's more to discuss along those lines coming up
right. after the break.
Story sad to tell, a teenage ne'er-do-well, most mixed up, non-delinquent on the block. Your future so unclear now, what's left of your career now? Can't even get a trade in on your smile. Beauty school dropout, no graduation day for you. Beauty school dropout, your midterms and flunk shampoo. Well, at least you could have taken time to wash and clean your clothes up after spending all that dough to have the doctor fix your nose up. Baby, get moving. Why keep your feeble hopes alive? What are you proving?
What are you proving?
You've got the dream, but not the drive. If you go for your diploma, you could join a steno crew. Turn in your T's and comb and go back to high school. Beauty school dropout, hanging around the corner store. Beauty school dropout, it's about time score. Well, they couldn't teach you anything. You think you're such a looker, but no customer would go to you unless she was a hooker. Baby, don't sweat it.
Don't sweat it.
You're not cut out to hold a job. Better forget it. Once their hair done by a slob. Now your bangs are curled, your lashes twirl. Still the world is cruel. Wipe off that angel face, go back to high school. Baby, don't blow it. Don't put my good advice to shame. Baby, you know it. Even dear Abby say the same. Now I've called the shot, get off the pot. I really gotta fly. Gotta be going to that malt shop in the sky. Go back to high school. Beauty school dropout. Go back to high school.
Welcome back to Rooftop Sessions, the occasional podcast about Bowl Portland.
That's how you do it.
Although we are thinking about going monthly.
It's called a rejoin, yeah. People.
We're thinking about a monthly. We think we can get a monthly cadence that's going to work.
Yeah.
I agree.
So that's going to be good.
I'm here a lot.
We want to. I want to start the second half. We got to dig into the history of this guy. Sitting to my left, Frankie Avalon.
Sir Francis of Avalon.
Of Avalon.
Yeah, absolutely. But I'm going to start with this question, and you better know the answer.
Okay.
At a previous bowling ball, you mm-hmm. won a trophy with King Ding Dong called the Microphone Trophy. Mm-hmm. I know for a fact my Microphone Trophy, when I started this podcast.
Megaphone Trophy.
Megaphone. Yeah. Gracias.
Well, it's a shared win for us.
Is sitting on my dresser in my bedroom. Where is your Megaphone Trophy right now?
Megaphone Trophy is sitting on the table that King Ding Dong and I do like our Fridays with Frankie segments. So we have like our, I got like the Lumberjacks jersey there. I got some other stuff, like a little recording room. Yeah, so it's sitting right there to sit right between us with our King Avalon little character guy with his pipe weed and everything. So
yeah, are those weed. Whoa, it's legal now. Okay, that's okay.
Yeah.
Well, that's like that you have in a special spot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Close to his heart.
Yeah. So it's absolutely, yeah, we were so excited for that award, like totally blew us away, and it was awesome and so cool to be recognized like that, and you know, just, it was just a great moment, and every time I look at it, it just makes me feel good.
And that's kind of what we were talking about just before the break, you know, people bring stuff, it's better to tie in segment one than segment two. Everyone's contributed something to this league, and we'll get a little behind the scenes production here. Everyone contributes something to this league, and that's just an example of that, and that's why you got recognized, you know? Like, mm-hmm. and that's the fact that you were compelled to want to do that, I think, shows what it means to you and other people.
Yeah, I just like to showcase the bowlers here. They all deserve it. It's like so much fun. Everyone's just super nice, and it's just the best vibe on earth, and you
best
know,
league on earth.
It is. Oh, 100%. And to be able to showcase that as much as possible is definitely an honor.
So, like, take us back a little bit, like, history-wise. I mean, you had, obviously, you bowled a lot outside of Bayside.
It's Hall hard, of it's Fame,
hard to,
dude.
It's hard to Hall believe. Of fame. It's hard to believe bowling happens outside of Bayside. But I was told that it did once. And so what was it like sort of being of the established community and then having Bayside kind of pop up and... They've merged, I think, at this point. You know, the established community has tried to get into Bayside and be part of BOPO, and it's kind of happening.
Yeah, it's. I think it takes a special set of circumstances and the right people to make that merger happen. Obviously, Hungus is someone who can be able to meld that together. And for my part, I hope to try to be someone that helps kind of move that along in the right direction.
Like an ambassador type.
Right.
Thing.
And yeah, so coming from the quote-unquote established bowling community before.
How did it feel at first? I want to hear it like 1 month
can
in.
Can you flashback?
Were you like, oof?
Well, like
these damn BOPOers are having like, too much fun.
Yeah, like, I mean, my first experience with BOPO and Hungus was more getting the Miss Tournament Series that I ran into this building. Mm-hmm. You know, I remember the first email I got from Hungus was like, hey, I run this kind of party vibe place, Bayside Bowl. I don't know if you've heard of us.
Yeah,
but I kind of like to... I'd like to get some legitimate stuff in here and some tournaments and stuff. Is there any chance we could get your tournament series to come here? And I was like, yeah, sure, let's give it a go, see how it goes. And
hard yes.
You know, first time coming in, like, you know, the friggin' music's cranking and blaring, and I'm like, this is pretty freaking cool. Like, you know, I'm digging this.
Was it Eastside built by then?
No, that was just Eastside. Yeah, okay. I got some like really old videos. It's great, like back in like 2011, I think 2010.
Eleven or twelve here.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, I had been running the series for a few years, and we had really built a lot of momentum, and had, you know, we're getting a lot of entries every month, and so that was before even joining any leagues here. It was kind of getting the tournament series running here a couple times a year.
Yeah, and you had the Master of the Lanes here.
Master of the Lanes, yep. That was a few years
later. I remember
later.
Urban won and got the ticket to the USBC, and that happened
Herb
here.
Was actually the very first Bowler of the Year in the Miss Series in 2009. He was actually, when I first started that series, he really dominated year one. And
Try to hate that guy, but it's too nice.
I know.
But you had had, like, I don't know if you know, you have had a history of kind of pushing the envelope with the local establishment.
Yeah, so I was like in the establishment community, but not part of the establishment because
I hate myself.
You know,
for
I always wanted to push for different things and like not be so stuck up and not you know, like let's have more fun doing this. Like dress code rules and stuff like that, they'd always give me a hard time about them. Like, why can't we wear hats? Why can't we wear freaking t-shirts? Like, you know what I mean? Like, why do we have to wear all this stuff? You know, and like, just giving you a hard time about things. So like I really bucked heads with a lot of the state associations and some of the local associations. So kind of segueing into, I kind of got into it a little bit with about a local association just last night about some things. So, I mean, I'm still kind of in that realm of like, if things don't make sense, I just don't want it. Wow, that was crazy.
We're watching
anyways.
Pictures. Right.
sorry, Mac Jones touchdown. But yeah, so
that was stupid.
So
this is not the first time this has happened.
So like, so you're actually helping to move the ball forward, mm-hmm. But you didn't envision this far forward, like the Bayside far forward.
Yeah, it's like it's crazy, like how things really developed in such a great relationship. I mean, Hungus is just one of the people I respect the most on this planet. Just such a good person and just a great person to work with, and to.
It's high praise.
You know, and for me, okay, like I always wanted to say, let's bring our stuff here, but I don't ever want to lose like what Bayside is when we do stuff. Like people need to know when they come in here, like we're gonna do things a certain way.
Yeah.
And if you don't like it, you don't have to come. Mm-hmm. And that's the way, you know, like even when I started my first tournament here, I had a guy tell me, if you run sport shots, you're never gonna get people to enter your events. Like that is the dumbest thing I've ever heard of. You're gonna get like two people show up a month. Well, I said, I'm going to run sports shots every month, and we're going to make it happen. And all of a sudden, we had tournaments. We were getting 110, 115 entries and running two squads and crazy stuff. You know what I mean? So, like, if you do it the right way.
I defend sport patterns all the time on Twitter, which is blowing up, I hear.
People,
I'm not joking.
You were way ahead of the curve.
This guy always is like, oh, at Bayside Bowl, we do sport shot in the summer. We do a sport shot in the
every
fall.
League.
A different sport shot.
I completely agree. And I feel like people.
And like, it's crickets, though. No one else. I just see no one else go, oh, us too.
Right.
People like to bitch about a hard pattern and this and that, but people kind of like banging their head against the wall a little bit and trying to figure it out. And it makes you a better bowler.
I've always felt like you should, like shooting 200 should mean something.
It does.
So like if you get to even, that's a big deal. Like I always said, I want my tournaments to be a negative number is going to be the cut, like under 200 average. And that way people are like, you know, I can average 185. I think I can have a chance at getting in this thing, you know? So, and it definitely, you know, the harder the better. We've put out some really wacky, crazy stuff working with Greg, aka the Mad Scientist.
That should be a name change episode.
But lately you've been doing a shit ton of tournaments here.
Yes, and it's pretty much exclusively running tournaments here. Just, you know, working with Hungus is so great, and the schedule works out. You know, the Hungus series, and then the Frankie and Ding Dong thing, and then the live streaming of everything. That's really starting to take off, which has led to. Some other things kind of hopefully going forward, which I'm not ready to discuss yet.
Frankie.
But, you know,
veteran,
like, so,
guest on this show.
Yeah, so yeah, it's been great. And, you know, the Hungus 8K this year, which was a phenomenal event. Like, I'll never forget, we had that first conversation about it. You're like, I think, can we pay out a ton of money and still keep the Bayside vibe? And I was I absolutely think that can happen. You know, like, we don't need guys to have two-pair courtesy and... Yeah. You know, stepping off the approach and, you know, being dinks off the lane and stuff like that. You know what I mean? Like, we can have people be chill and cool and still bowling for a boat ton of money. So
I don't know if, like, a lot of the... I mean, I'm actually fairly sure most people don't know that this is unique. Like, because most of the Bowl Portland people came to bowling because Bayside's fun and they are into it and they don't know that they're bowling on the hardest... Like, that no other place does this.
I think that's a good point. Yeah, people don't realize how good it is.
There was just like and I rarely get involved in Facebook arguments.
Right.
But I did, there was one about like...
That's a zero.
It was a great choice. Facebook.
Well, the Sweep the Rack podcast has put up this thing about how house shots are terrible and everybody...
Right.
And then there was just a discussion about it. And the argument from a lot of people is like, well, proprietors would never put down sport shots because people would leave. They won't bowl there. And I was like,
funny.
I'm pretty sure
our data shows otherwise.
We're the only one of the only places where bowling is growing.
Right.
Like, and they're all like, they're young people that come in and they like it, they're still going to buy balls and get hooked and join leagues.
100%.
And then maybe if they go somewhere else, they're going to be like, oh, wow, I'm actually better at bowling than I thought I was, you know, and come back. I mean, I don't.
I'll see the downside. There's no downside to hard shots.
I don't get it.
It's just, you know, people like, you know, myself included at times, like, you know, you want to come in, like, throw strikes.
If you've been bowling on a house shot for 30 years in a row, and then I change it up on you, that would suck. But those aren't necessarily the people who are going to help your sport grow.
I think a lot of people...
Right, and that's just it.
A lot of people come through here, like, you know, maybe use Jodenkirk as an example. Like, he didn't come in because of bowling. He came in because of the hangout, and then he kind of takes on bowling, and, like, you develop... As a bowler here, well, there's probably no better place to develop as a bowler.
Yeah.
Like, you'll if you can prove, you know, prove some competency
you
here.
You can make it here. You can make it anywhere.
Boy, that's a concise. Thank you. Totally true, though. Totally true.
Yeah. So, you know, like, so, yeah, the whole sport thing, like, coming in and then obviously running tournaments here for a few years and then joining BoPo League was great. And,
yeah,
you know, and it's just been a great experience. And I feel like the train's just going further and further, and it's just great things in the future.
In Bullport.
Sharks and Stripes.
That's personal.
Sharks. You're a Sharks. Yeah.
Okay. That's personal.
The draft league. I don't.
No, you
know.
Started where though?
I actually got the Cygnus and Luna. I was on
my balls.
That's right.
Yep.
Yeah.
And you were on Saucy?
Nope. I joined Skull for 1 year because Skull, Automatic right, was taking a year off to Skull. With some personal stuff with, you know, COVID and stuff happening. So I said, you know, I knew it was just like a 1 year rental yeah. thing, but I was like, I, you know, I want to kind of, right, I get to bowl with my wife, which was great. And I was like, yeah, let's do it.
Yeah. Know? Yeah. And no. Successful year. Yeah. I mean, strong year.
So we finished runner up that year.
There you go.
Second place. Yeah.
Who did you lose to?
What the hell
Saucy Posse?
I think it was,
it was not
it might have been LOS.
It might have been 20?
21.
21.
I, yeah.
Oh, 21
we,
LOS.
We were, yeah. We were on on a mission.
Yeah, and
we
then you guys
by a pin the year before.
Correct. Oh. Right, and then so it was like in a rematch. Semis, right, yeah, right, right. Yeah.
It was a rematch on that, and I, you know, we were taking names. We were keeping receipts on that in that year.
Yeah,
for sure.
Yeah. So no, you guys were phenomenal that year, though. Like you were a freight train.
Just in history. It's history.
This is before he retired.
Right. Yeah. Right. Pre-retirement.
I do like reliving the golden years. I'm not gonna lie.
I mean, if you're talking about something that happened with me at BoPo, just second to start with second place, that's pretty much gonna cover it. So.
Second place is the new second place. Hungus has been a second place guy for a long time.
Yeah, I used to dominate second.
I should get a 2v2 team.
I don't know if we're going to do another podcast before October 23rd. Mm-hmm. So if not, just like we are going to, I'll start working on this in the next week or so. Wow. No, BoPo Yo. We're going to have a little youth, like, clinic-y type of thing.
Cool.
And,
we have
two Saturday mornings in a row. So
is El Nino involved with us?
He's going to come to one of them with Santi.
Cool.
Very cool.
So they can see like a little kid who can bowl 200s. Like, Santi's incredible.
Is he a good bowler?
Yes. He's a very, very good bowler.
Boy name? How old?
I don't know. He's 10.
Oh, shit.
And he's really good.
He's very
good. Okay, everyone listening, be concerned.
How heavy of a ball does this 10-year-old?
14.
I think he's rowing 13.
Oh.
13.
Dirty.
He wants more, and Arturo's...
When I joined the game as, like, a 30-year-old, I was rolling a 13.
Yeah. And it was the first ball I hooked in year 3 of BoPo was a 10.
Yeah. Nice. 10.
You want to see... I need something I can hook.
You want to see referee.
Right, right.
Kind of love that.
So, Frankie, if you're live streaming something, like, mm-hmm. how many people are watching?
We've had quite a few. Like, you know, it's at a time, it kind of fluctuates a lot, but I always look at the numbers the next day, and it's like a lot of the things will be like 3,000 views by the next day.
3,000 views, yeah.
So it's good, you know.
It's got reach.
That's amazing.
And we get a lot of people coming in, like pros and stuff. Like, we know Timmy Mack's been on there. Kyle's been on there. I mean, a bunch of guys.
Oh, they're family.
You know, yeah, they're family, absolutely.
But you get the
Kyle's crew. My guy, especially after the 8K, and, you know, that was so much fun. That was so much fun.
Boy, did he have a qualifying.
He was so funny, though, because, yeah, he was like, he's like, you're our guy. You're our guy that's going to make the top 8. You're going to get the bye. Like, we need someone from our pair to do this. So you got
this. Well, it's good to hear that he was saying that to you, because it expresses no confidence in me also making the playoffs.
Right.
I'll remind him of that.
He keeps it real.
No, he said we're gonna have more than one guy make the playoffs, the cut. But he goes
Martel.
I was talking. That was the day I was.
Kyle came in and was like, that guy's okay.
Brutal pain.
And then Martel wins it.
It was crazy that in the last tournament, the one that was one on one that went to a singles bracket, there was this pair that had like, Hungus was walking me through this. One of them was El Nino. One of them was some dude who won like the Masters forever.
He was playing Bogosian.
Yeah, Bryce
Brown. Oh, yeah. Brian. Yeah. Guy was like some other guy. Who, I think
Storm DeVincent was in there.
Storm.
Jimmy Prince was in there.
All PBA guys. You know, like
John Van Hees.
Van Hees.
He wins it. He won it, right?
No, that his name is the Scorpion King.
The Scorpion King.
Scorpion King.
Nice.
And the reason he got that name was because...
Who won that whole thing?
Vinny's? Scorpion King.
Yeah, the Scorpion King won because he gets lauded about that because his only title came on the Scorpion.
Scorpion?
So, that's, so I was asking, like, does anyone have anyone have a nickname for John?
I would tattoo that.
So, of course, Gaskell, Grindham Gaskell comes over. He's like, oh, we have the name that we all call him, is the Scorpion King.
That's strong.
Yeah, that was a good launch to tournament season for me. Yeah. First tournament we have here, my first round opponent was Scorpion King.
Scorpion King, yeah. Like, okay, yeah, thanks.
I'll be done quick. Two games.
I'm peacing out.
The next game, 44th place.
Did you threaten it either of the games?
No, God, no.
Oh, no.
My first shot of game one was a stone eight, and that was my best shot. It's like, that was it.
Well, that's all I got.
This is how it's going to go? Okay, I got you.
Already over.
Side note, if anyone wants a little, you know, quick trip down YouTube memory lane, Google Storm DeVincent, and you'll catch some nice YouTube videos. And I just wanted people to focus on the fashion involved with some of these old videos. Storm had it, and had it good.
Is this like 70s?
I'm going to check it out.
80s. It's early 80s.
Yeah, I put them up on the Miss page before, like some videos of Storm bowling on TV. It's phenomenal.
And I've spoken with Storm
and
about
Jimmy
this.
Jimmy too, Pritz.
Yeah, Jimmy Pritz had the goods as well. Jimmy Pritz is a great guy to cross with.
They have like different colored sleeves or something.
Yeah, I'm just going to say white pants and they're working. White pants are working.
No, he's a pro bowler. All right, I'm going to close with a new segment.
Yes.
This is going to start today.
Great.
And it's never going to end.
Great.
Until on our the next episode, maybe. I got to remember to do it.
It's going
to
last at least this
week. We got a one episode contract for sure.
We're going to wheel around. We're going to wheel around. And you just need to make a recommendation.
All right, cool.
All right, it's a recommendation. It could be a place. It could be a movie. It could be a show you're watching. It could be a beer you're drinking. It could
Double
be,
cheese.
It could be an approach of how to roll well.
Just
anything you want. Anyone who can start, just make a recommendation of something that you're kind of into right now.
Oh, okay. I'll pass right now. I don't know. I don't understand the game.
You don't understand the game at all?
Well, like, I'm into, like, growing peppers and shit. Is that what we're talking about?
Well, there you go.
Yeah, it's which one of your peppers you like right now?
I'm psyched on the cayenne, and a little bit of cayenne I kick it should be coming out pretty soon.
Hot sauces, huh?
Yeah, and I'm thinking about a follow-up called Yes, You Cayenne. But we're going to stay on habaneros and some hot ones like, you know, think Scorpion and Reaper. You know, think pain, but enough pleasure to keep like it coming back.
When are cheeses, sauces?
I think I would say we're looking at maybe, you know, I think by Halloween I've got some good inventory.
All right.
A bottled sauce, labels, the whole nine. Bring your taste buds.
And your Venmo account.
Yeah. It's at Double Cheese. That is my actual Venmo.
Is it really?
If you want to pre-order, spelled out, Double Cheese. Well, nice. I was selling, you know, like zucchini and shit out the end of my driveway.
Right.
And pickles.
Yeah.
You got dilly beans for all those sour heads out there.
Oh, you do?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. All right, I'll put one aside for the podcast crew. Just, you know, see me after the show.
Thank you.
Yeah. Terry cloth.
Yeah.
It's fucking great. I've been wearing a lot of terry cloth. I even already have beer shirts down there ready to get. I don't even know what we're going to put on them, but I just wanted an orange terry cloth.
It's more about
the
material.
I've got a small that I like to wear, like if you want to feel small, it like wrapped around you. And then I got a large. I've got like a variety of two different brands.
I think I want to be on your draft team.
It feels so good, right?
Washings. Are they even softer?
So far.
It's okay. Lived in.
But I mean, I'm not washing them every game.
Duh. Yeah, come on. Water isn't free.
Is it something
tumble
could,
dry low?
I was going to say, is it something I could use to like wipe the car down with after I wash it?
Like a chamois? Yeah, right.
So. It's a little tight.
Tumble dry low, I want to revisit as a draft league team name.
Tumble dry low.
But I would highly recommend
great name.
Yeah.
Great
I mean, terry name. Cloth. That's it.
Down, man. There you go. There you go. Frankie, you have a recommendation?
A recommendation or something I'm really into right now? Yeah. Or
at the end of like a Hot Ones episode, they say, "Tell the world what you're
give
what you got going on
give
right
take,
now."
What's going on?
What's
motivating you? What's making you feel good? Tell me something.
I'm really into designing bowling jerseys right now. Like that's my big thing.
Nice.
Like,
now, what are you using? Like a Photoshop? Using some template in like a design program?
Yeah. So like using a couple of different ones. Like Canva is one of the ones.
Yeah,
I'm using.
Canva is pretty big right now.
Yeah, and so there's another one I'm using too. But I mean, it's a lot of fun just because, like, so the company Rift Apparel that I'm affiliated with right now.
Ooh, shout out.
Shameless drop. But,
sponsored by Rift Apparel.
So they were talking to us about, well, we want guys to kind of make jerseys their own and stuff, but, like, here's our stock designs. What do you think? And I was just like, can I make my own? And they're like, if you want to. And I was like, yeah.
It's okay to tell them how you really feel.
File and send it to them.
Yeah, so like then I get the designs ready, and they were just like, this is awesome. Like even the other guys, they put it in like the big group chat, and the guys are like, oh my God, this is like, we can do this? And like, yeah. Like,
yeah, that sounds like licensing.
What are you doing? Like, what are you?
So like I have like this like zombie one that I made, which is like, I'm into like horror stuff a lot. So like I made this like fun zombie one. It wasn't like, you know, like
fun
scary. But then I made like these like
zombies
blood,
that just trick
like
or treat.
These right,
zombies
like,
for kids.
But then like another one I made is like this like red blood skeleton type thing. It's actually like the background on my watch. That's like one of my jerseys.
Yeah, that's oh, wow. That's
that's nice.
Some red skulls with some with some black so negative want, space.
Yeah, right.
Skulls.
Yeah.
I like it.
So you know,
I
showed them to Mrs. Brady and she was like, "What is that? Like, no one's gonna buy that." And I already had, so like the guys put it up and like and all of a sudden like I had like two teams on our Wednesday league was like, we want those jerseys.
Yeah,
like,
and then what did you say to her?
And I was like, huh. Like I didn't say anything because like, not really, because I'm like,
exactly.
You know, that's.
Because you're not crazy.
My daughter. Right. Yeah. Yeah. Right. Like,
Dave, I just made $12.
Right. But it's funny because they are like, yeah, you get money in your account when
how
people order jerseys. So I'm like.
My name?
And I'm just like, oh, this is awesome. Like, and it's more of a hobby than anything, but it's fun,
yeah.
You know. So
oh, yeah, gotta have them. Gotta have them.
Yeah, absolutely. So
that's love awesome. That. Yeah, yeah. All right, Farmer. down,
so
down to Farmer.
This
is my turn. No passing.
Shit.
I'll talk about peppers some
more.
All
right, no, this is my recommendation. Everyone who's listening has to get to Bubba's in the next month. I went there on Friday for the 80s night, and it was jammed and positive and so fun. It's like the old days at Bubba's. I gotta recommend a Bubba's trip to everybody. The vibe was off the charts, fan fucking.
I think Bubba's gets dismissed sometimes, but I've been there a couple times the last couple years. I completely agree.
Even the back room, like the, you go all the way to the back where all the carriages,
where all the kids
are hanging off the ceilings. There's a Bull Portland Bowler who's a bartender back there.
Oh, nice. Shout out to Bopo.
And it's even there's. Hopping now, yeah, it's fantastic.
It is.
What would you say, like, the age is there? Like, are people?
So I was there Friday for 80s night.
Yeah,
I arrived at like 10:30 and got left at probably 12:15, and I would say the crowd was 25 to 55.
With lean in one direction,
yeah,
or the
leaning,
other.
Leaning, I know, totally.
Staff is mostly
more
older,
leaning to the middle. More leaning to the middle, like a lot of like,
yeah,
30 to 45,
yep,
crowd,
yeah,
which is
Bopo.
Fine for a man
right,
of
right,
my age. Yeah, 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 it was
parallels,
all
some parallels there.
Yeah,
so it's a short walk from Bayside Bowl. I can attest.
Yes, well,
especially when karaoke.
Don't
sets
go
down.
With AJ Johnson.
That's a pro tip. when karaoke lets out on Tuesdays, Bubba is just getting going. Actually, how they even open on Tuesdays?
Let's bring it in. James, this was fun.
Oh, we did it again.
Thanks
so much.
Cheers.
For a great episode.
Cheers, Frankie. All
I
right.
Absolutely loved it.
Good luck to everybody. And roll Bork. Thanks for listening to Rooftop Sessions. We will see you on the lanes. Roll Bork.